Bernhard Zend reports for the German weekly Der Spiegel. His home is in the shadow of the new tower. He points out that it took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to complete the building.
The first thing it took was a huge number of workers, labor workers, really, from the subcontinent mostly, Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka. At the end of the building period, the number of workers was 14,000, which was a logistical nightmare to bring all the people in and out at the right time. They worked for 5 years, 24 hours a day, in three shifts, and there was only one day that they had to close the building site. That was during a cyclone over the Indian Ocean.
And what these workers created, this Burj Khalifa, is a metal and glass spire with 160 floors, luxury apartments, offices, four swimming pools, a private library, a hotel designed by Giorgio Armani. What does it look like to you from outside and inside?
We didn't see very much yet from the inside. We went up to the observation deck this morning. What actually surprised me positively was that it is all quite simple. There is not too much kitsch, if you like. It kind of breathes the spirit, I think, of the American architect of the building, Adrian Smith. This is not as opulent and not as baroque a building as, for example, Taipei 101, the tower in Taipei would appear to be, or the Petronas Towers in Kuala Lumpur. It's actually a very simple and needle-like clear structure, and it looks particularly nice at dusk and dawn when it reflects the sunlight in a very unique way.
It's so striking that this building, sort of gleaming up out of the sands, comes at this time of financial crisis. How are people viewing it, and what's going to become of the spaces inside it? Are they rented and sold?
I think, in general, the people of Dubai and, of course, the leadership of MR, the company behind the Burj, are quite happy to be able to open the building right now and to have this big ceremony. It is just basically good news. As I understand, most of the hotel floors are occupied by this Giorgio Armani Hotel anyway, and the residential floors above that seem to be mostly sold. I would be skeptic as far as the occupancy of the, as they call it, corporate suites will look like. Obviously, Dubai has built much too much office space. It is said to have as much office space as the city of Shanghai, which has about 10 times the population of Dubai. So I would be very surprised if they really could occupy the office floors on top of the tower anytime soon.
And yet you suggest that it's seen as something positive and not as kind of arrogant overreach.
Not at all. I think one of the main motifs and the main driving forces to build this tower has not only been to show to the world what Dubai can do, but also to show what the Arabs can do. There is a very strong element of pride in it. I think this is one of the main headlines today, is the power of pride. It was a very joyful opening ceremony, and there is no negativity whatsoever about it.
And you were lucky enough to be at the ceremony this evening. Just give us a bit more flavor of what it was like.
I have to say, it was really impressive. The audience was seated quite close to the tower and immediately under it. So the fireworks that went off really went off literally above us. And there were lots of ahs and ohs. And I, for myself, haven't seen a firework of this dimension before.
Well, thank you. Bernhard Zend writes for the German weekly Der Spiegel. Thanks for talking to us about it.
My pleasure.